Welcome back.
I'm great. She's gonna do this the whole fucking thing. We're back.
Welcome back to another episode of Scary Movie and Chill. I'm your co-host, Bonds. Charles is resting. No, he's not. I spoke too soon. And you are?
I'm a toothless mess.
What's new with you, Michael?
Well,
Let's just get right into it. Here comes Phoebe. Everyone's here, ready to listen to your tale of terror.
Yeah. So as we all know from last week.
Michael had a mouthful of blood spit.
I had to go get them wisdom tooths pulled. And
what happened, Michael? Well, Michael, tell us what happened.
We get a luxury of two different tales because there's the
there's the truth whatever, coming from me,
whatever drugged up Mike
and hallucinations
remembers.
From Michael.
Well, what I'll start with is the good old. There's nothing better than being put to sleep.
I've been saying I want to be put to sleep.
Like
forever.
It was, Bonnie. It's one of those you're just sitting in the room and they're just getting everything ready. You know, they're like putting the oxygen in. They put in like a little IV, and then. The nurse does what they always say when they put you under. They're like, all right, you're probably going to feel sleepy here in just a minute. And I was like, okay. And I just remember I just like leaned back in the chair.
Michael's like, prove it.
Yeah. I just leaned back in the chair and I put my head on the headrest and I was just kind of like settling in. And I was like, okay. And then just literally zero recollection of like going under. You're just gone. And then.
No counting?
Nope. She literally started doing it. She's like, you're just going to feel sleepy here in a second. And then that was the last thing I remember. And it was just like, you're unconscious. And then from that point, like, I don't remember falling asleep. And all I remembered was, and this was kind of, this is actually really funny, coming out of it. It was like how it was when I got my shoulder thing is like, I start hearing things. So like the first thing that happens is like, all of a sudden I start hearing people talking in the room as you're coming out of this thing. So I guess what they do here, it's different than like a regular surgery where they wait till they're all done. Then they give you the drug to wake you up, and then they wheel you into a room, and they wait for you to wake up. Whereas here, they clearly are, I would like to say that they're at the tail end of the process, and then they start to wake you up.
Oh.
And so what happened was I start hearing them talking.
Oh, they're like still hacking in
and
your mouth?
Right, yeah. So I hear them talking, and I go like this, and I was like, oh, I guess I'm waking up. And I open my eyes, and I kind of like start
it's
looking.
A bloodbath.
No, I start looking.
Michael's goo pockets have exploded all over the fucking operating room. Everyone's covered in stink goo and blood.
You wish. No, I looked up, and I just remember seeing them, and like you know, I could see the doctor, and I could see the assistants, and I was like, oh, they're still working. So then I close my eyes again. And I start. I mean, I'm basically like mentally, I'm just like, oh, it's not time to wake up yet. They're still working. So I close my eyes and I lean my head back. And then all of a sudden the thing popped up in my head where I go, they're still working. You don't know what part of the process they are. Like, what if they're literally in the middle of this? What if they just started? What if like all of a sudden it didn't cross my mind that like maybe it's the end. Maybe it's the middle and you're going to start feeling them hacking away at your teeth. So I shot my eyes open and I can't, you know, you're just still coming out of it. So I have
sit up straight.
No, I can't. No, you can't like move. It doesn't like, I couldn't even like feel anything. Oh. Right. I just knew that I was semi-conscious. Uh-huh. So I opened my eyes and I looked at the doctor and then I closed my eyes real tight again. And then I shot them open really hard. And I looked, cause the only thing I could think of was they don't know I'm awake. And so they are going to still be
this
working on my
like
mouth.
Your scream with your eyeballs.
Yeah, I can't make noise. I can't do anything. So I kept like, I opened my eyes and I looked at him and then I closed them again. And then I shot him open real hard again. And he just goes like this. Michael. He goes, I know. We're done here. And I was like, okay. I got like real nervous that it was just like one of those, like,
God,
you know,
Michael.
You wake up in the middle of a surgery and like all of a sudden I open my eyes and they start pulling, you know, you just see chunks of tooth coming out and all that. And like, but I was just like, I couldn't say anything. The only thing I thought of was like, dude, just keep opening and closing your eyes so they can see, like, but you have to open them real wide so they know that you're awake. Mm-hmm. And I was like, ah, and he was like, yeah, I know. I see ya. Oh, and so I was like, okay. And then, you know, they finished up and then I think I passed out again. Once I knew that they were like done, and then I like kind of like came to again, and then they were just like, okay, how you feeling? And I was like, yeah, I'm good. And then just it's weird, you know, because like that anesthesia like wears off, and then I'm just like, I'm very awake. Like, I just remember being like almost like energized awake, and I was like, yeah, I'm good. And then of course, as I'm walking, because they have to go take x-rays just to have, you know, of course I'm 5 feet, I come around the corner, and you could not have scripted it better. Who the fuck just got done destroying their bathroom and opens the door? It's goddamn fucking Bonnie. And I just remember walking by, and I could feel
in that fucking toilet handle forever wouldn't flush. I was panicking.
I could feel like that. I had the ice packs on. I could feel that like my mouth was like full of gauze, and I could feel like I couldn't feel, like my tongue was numb, my whole bottom jaw was numb on my lips, and I just look at her, and she just goes quack 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 quack, and she just starts laughing at me.
I haven't laughed that hard in a long time.
And then I go in, and then we're taking like the pictures, and I just remember like then Bonnie's in there, and they're telling her some stuff. And all our, so she's the nurse like hands me some stuff, and she's,
Michael was real concerned about nuts or some, you just kept talking about, you were very concerned about the nuts.
Oh, really?
That you couldn't eat. You kept like, she was like, yeah, you can't have them. He's like, you're like making gestures, and you're like completely out of it. I was like, why are you so attached to nuts?
So funny.
You care about, I just not remember, eating nuts.
I remember starting to ask a question and just realizing how numb my mouth was and how I could barely understand what I was saying. So in my head, I was like,
I don't understand you
like,
at all.
I was like, Mike, keep it simple. And I just remember at one point just looking at like, someone no and just going, when eat? And they're like, not for a while.
Return to his original form, yeah. a freaking caveman.
And then I just remember also, she was sitting there telling, she was like explaining something to me about like the piece of paper that has the breakdown of like, you know, what you can eat and when to clean and all this other stuff in the gauze. And she's like, you're going to, you know, wear this gauze when you get home, and then, you know, you have to switch it out and do all this other stuff. And then I remember she like looked at you, and she's like, yeah, I mean, he's not going to remember any of this anyways. And I just remember thinking to myself, I was like, you don't know what I'm going to remember. And of course, then I was sitting at home, and I was like, all I remember is her saying that I wasn't going to remember, but I don't remember what she was talking about at all.
Michael.
And then it's just like kind of like over the next couple of days, like weird memories came too, where all of a sudden I was like, one, I know I was probably like, I know I wanted to get a picture out front of the dentist so I could send it to people.
Yeah, you did.
And I kept doing something. Yeah, and clearly, somehow,
a lot of pictures.
Somehow the dentist saw it.
Yeah, I did.
And then he
saw the whole thing.
And then he came out, and he's like, well, let's do this properly. And I was like, huh? And yeah. And then like we're in the car, and then of course it comes, and then I realize, like, of course, when everything like really wears off and I'm like fully conscious, I saw like all the medication on the desk, and I was like, when the fuck did we go to CVS? And then I remember like Bonnie took me to CVS. And I can only imagine.
Your ass. You're like all wobbly. We went to the fucking baby food aisle because you were considering getting like baby food.
Yeah, and you were like
packets.
I remember I just remember going to the front of the thing, and the guy. I don't know if I tried talking because I think he may have got the picture that like, hey, this guy probably can't talk. And so I remember giving him my license, but I don't remember if he was like asking my name, and I was trying to tell him my name.
I don't even think he asked. I think he just looked at it.
Okay. I don't know. And I was just like,
I don't remember him saying anything.
Okay. Cause I was like, I can only imagine just like how much of a insane person I probably must have been, because I remember so little.
Pretty insane.
And then
Michael.
And then I remember we parked, and then Bonnie came up, and I'm like, what the fuck are you even doing? You don't need to come up. And you're like, yeah, I just need to check out, like, make sure. And like,
yeah.
And then I went and I got
someone's responsible, Michael.
I went and got the gauze out.
I didn't know if you had all your groceries over food and like, what kind of bed made up, and you had to put a towel on your pillow because you're drooling blood.
Right. And she was like, what other ice packs do you have? And I was like, oh, these ice packs are here. And then I went to the bathroom to swap out my gauze, and she was like, and then you, and it was just like, I mean,
it was
just
disgusting.
The worst. Fuck it. I mean,
it was full of blood.
Literally so much blood on all that stuff.
Well, you were grossing me out because you're talking and you have like blood spit bubbles, and like your mouth was like rust colored. I was like, you need to change your gauze. And you're like, I'm like, you gotta change it. Your mouth's full of blood. I'm all barf.
So I get it. I just like, I've always
all
like
crusted on your bottom lip. I was like, I couldn't look at you.
That was funny. And then I remember you made some sort of comment about like how, like, you're like, I thought you said you cleaned out all your fucking things. Then I thought about it later. I was like, first of all, I never said it there fully. I said,
I said he's got shit everywhere. Right, it wasn't empty. Nothing was in a box. I was like, what the fuck are you even talking about?
I was saying all the stuff in my bookcase cabinets on the bottom. All those are empty. You made it sound like you cleaned everything out.
No, no, I walk in there now. And it's full of shit.
I know. Yeah, it's definitely everything because everything's pulled out.
Well, you didn't do a damn thing in here.
I'm just like, walking around all like high as shit, and she's like, "I thought you said." Fuck. I was just like, "What are you fucking criticizing me?" I'm like, yeah. "What's in my cabinets? What's not in my cabinets? Fuck off."
He said he put it in a box,
and then she swindled me out of my K cups because she's like, "Oh, what do you got over here?"
Oh, I did not. You were like, "Do you want them? I don't need them." And I know, like,
she's like, "You got all these K cups?"
I'm not gonna say no. I was running low.
Yeah, and then of course I forgot that I did that, and then 2 days later, I walked by and I was like, why haven't all the cake cups?
If I knew then what I know now, I would have taken more stuff from your house, Michael.
Yeah, it was definitely an experience. And then for the past fucking, was it 5 days? It's just been absolute fucking horrible. Quite the experience, but it's just the weird recollection. So I didn't know what was happening with Bonnie. I didn't realize I was just standing around asking about
everything.
Wait, did I?
Cool story, Michael.
Yeah. So that's what happened, and my week's just been healing up. What's new with you, buddy?
That's all you did, Michael? Michael, that's it? That's it? You're done?
I don't know. You're done, Michael? I don't know. You tell me. Is there something else that happened?
I don't know, Michael. Maybe I have something to say.
We're out of time.
You gonna ask me that?
Yeah, I just said it.
Michael, like, you gonna ask
I just me? Asked you 2 seconds Michael? Ago. Did your boyfriend listen to the episode and get mad at you that you talked about him?
I believe you're supposed to ask me what's new with me.
As I said, what's new with you? I said it. When you go back to edit this episode, you'll hear it.
Michael, what's new? Did you even listen to the last episode?
What's new with you, Bonnie? Yeah, fucking everybody. I got more people reaching out to me because of my amazing.
You? No, I'm not.
Yeah.
Your friend commented was like classic Mike. Jessica. Whatever.
Yeah, she texted me.
Oh my God, Michael.
Everyone liked it.
Really? Really, Mom?
I got an email from the Japanese consulate in America.
Yeah, right.
And they said we heard the episode and we thought you had a Japanese guest.
Anyways.
What's new with you?
Oh, yeah. That's
right. Oh, my God.
I was waiting for you to say it properly. Well, Michael. I took the day off to help a friend when they were down low, having to get their teeth ripped out. I should get an award for the best friend ever for doing
that. I bought you a coffee.
Anyways, I took the day off to help Michael with his freaking medical issues. And I specifically requested to the person at the front desk that you should have extra bandaging all over your head, and they did not do that. But she did laugh. So
yeah.
There's that. And then after drinking 2 coffees, I had to go to the bathroom.
She did destroy it.
I did not, number 2, I only number 1. And so I go in the bathroom, and then the handle is all weird on that toilet. And I was like pushing it. And apparently you have to like hold it. You have to like push it down. I was like, Jesus Christ. Good thing I didn't take a fucking dump in here. Cause I would have been sweating bullets. Cause I couldn't figure out that
dumb and dumber over there
handle. And then I open the door, and who do I see in the fucking hallway? This fucking guy with his stupid bandage around his head.
It's like an old, like, 1800s cartoon.
You look like a fucking cartoon from the 50s. Literally all around your head. Yeah,
it's like up and down.
It's like his bald head had a bow on it.
It's so stupid. She's fucking laughing.
That was so funny. I was like, oh my God. You were like out of it too, because you're like doing your mumbly hand gestures. You're like, I just remember you be like, like you were mad.
Of course, because she literally, as I'm in front of the bathroom door, it opens up and it's just tiny little body just sitting there, just immediately doing this, like hearing this laughter.
I was laughing so hard. car, the woman walking him was like, come on, trying to, I don't even know where you're going. And then I went to the waiting room. I still had my headphones in because I was listening to a podcast. And so I was like, I wasn't prepared for that. And I was like talking, but I was like, it was loud because I had the headphones in. And I'm like, okay, let me go sit down because the fucking waiting room was kind of, it was kind of busy. There was a lot of people in there. And then she called me back to be a witness because someone was incapable of understanding directions and such. So I go in there and he's just sitting there with a stupid bandage on his head. Swear to God, I wish I would have taken a fucking photograph, but he looks so dumb. And the fact that you were like, just so like, just like gesturing and mumbling. And I was like, what is he even saying? He's not even saying words. And then you're upset about the nuts. I don't know what that was about. And then she had to tell you like several times what you can and can't eat and all that crap. And then she's like, oh, he's going to be a little wobbly, so you should hang on to him. I was like, oh, God, I got to touch his arm. Make sure he doesn't fall, break a hip. And then we left. I was like, do we have to do anything else? And she's like, no, you're free to go. And I was like, did I comment about the bandage? Maybe not. And then we get outside, and all of a sudden you spring to life, and you're like, I got to get a picture. Can you take my picture? All of a sudden he can talk. And I was like, okay. So he puts his dumb hat on over his dumb bandage. And he was posing in front of the fucking door. And the doctor was in the fucking waiting room, I think, to get his next victim. And he's like, he's doing this. And then he's like, I need to be out here. He opens the door and he's like, I need to be in this. And I was like, all right. So he posed with you in front of the door. That's how that happened. He was pretty funny. He's a funny guy.
Yeah, he's funny.
And then we had to go to fucking CVS to get your medications. And I was talking to whoever was helping, that assistant. She's like, yeah, maybe you could have like baby food. And I was like, yeah, some peas. And she's like, that's like the nastiest. I'm like, now's the time to do all this because he's not going to know. So I'm going to buy him some nasty fucking baby food. To eat it, but you didn't want it. No. So, and then I made sure you had all your shit because you're a man. So I didn't think that you would prepare.
I was already way prepared. I went the day before.
Surprised that you had your shit together and you had food there for you. So I almost barfed when he took his bandages out. So disgusting. Whole lot of blood.
I had to.
His bathroom was still dirty.
The first time I took the pills, I had to go into in front of a mirror because I couldn't feel my tongue or my lips, and so I didn't know if the pill was in my mouth or if it went anywhere. So I literally would stare at myself in the mirror, and I'd have to put the pill like deep in, and then I just like watch myself pour water into my mouth to make sure it wasn't spilling out.
Ridiculous.
It was a nightmare.
Well, you kept talking about how numb your mouth was, your lip was, and I was like, yeah, I mean, you just got out of fucking surgery. I wouldn't expect you to have a not numb mouth. You were really concerned about the numbness of your mouth. And then I left and I was like, let me know if you need anything. And that was that. You're welcome. Oh, and you gave me, you're like, I don't know what I was doing. I was checking I think I opened up your little thing where you store your K-cups and you had a shit ton. And I was like, whoa. And then I was reading the flavors and you had chocolate and you're like, you want that? You can have them all. And then he just starts filling up a bag with all the K-cups. So I was like, don't you have a coffee maker? And you're like, no, I don't have it anymore. I was like, well, I'm not going to say no because 99 cent store is closing.
Yeah, they're done.
And that's where I would get my K-cups for $5. And you can't get them anywhere for freaking $5. So let me stock up. So thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome.
My goal. And aside from that, I did make a final trip to the 99 cent store.
Oh, did you say goodbye to all your favorite workers?
I didn't know any of the workers, but that place was picked apart.
I bet.
It was like the first weekend after they made their announcement that they were closing. After class, I like because I usually after class I make a grocery store run, and I pass by the 99 cent store on the to go to Trader Joe's. So I'm like driving, I'm like, oh, I should swing in there and grab some like last minute stuff. You couldn't get into the parking lot.
That's crazy.
It was just a mob of people in there just ripping shit off the fucking walls.
Clearly.
Like when I went in there, they just had like fixtures and like I don't even think they had anything in the refrigerated section anymore. All they had basically were like leftover like Easter decorations and like fake plants, like stuff like that. But I did manage to get, I found a tub of protein powder, like the good stuff, Vega.
Okay.
That they sell on fucking Amazon for like $25.
Oh wow.
I got a tub of it for $10.
Nice.
It's berry flavored. So
yeah.
I got that and a cup. Oh, I got some like they had baskets, but like half the store was like cordoned off because all that shit was gone. It was crazy. Yeah. And went real fast. So sad. But anyways, that's it. So
we got a movie to watch. We're going to watch the probably scarier version of last week's movie.
Did you have a hard time falling asleep, Michael?
Luckily, I have a long enough drive home and try to, you know, navigate from your place just to the highway.
You got to read it.
Uh-oh. It gathers and takes effects of places, the person, and the places that... God damn it. Bonnie's going too fast. I can't read that fast.
Wow. I thought you were working on your fast reading.
Well, Bonnie, my teeth hurt.
We're watching the 2002 original Ju-on. Whoa.
Also, this has a very early 2000s look to it, like that.
No. Okay.
This one's just starting already with like kind of showing us that the dad is.
The dad killed the cat, killed the mom. Well, we started off with a bang. It's better already. Well, the last one started off with a bang, too. Bill Pullman.
Yeah.
Jumping off the balcony.
Okay. Yeah, that's so we do have the same writer-director for both movies. It's crazy, too. I bet he got, more money for the American version. So I bet that's why, maybe there's a lot of, certain changes. It'll be interesting to see like the change, because I'm willing to bet he had a larger budget for the American movie than he did for the Japanese one, since it was a remake and they wanted to, you know, piggyback on the success. Is this the same lady? Oh,
well,
is this the same lady from Dark Water?
No. Oh, Rika is Yoko in the other version. Oh,
okay.
I think, right?
No.
Oh, she's...
She's Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Yeah.
Rika is Karen.
Mr. Goto's looking for you. He's licking his bed because I dripped CBD oil on it. Honestly, I think the CBD makes him worse. I think it is not a calming effect for him. I think it makes him more anxious. So I didn't give it to him today. And he wasn't setting off the camera as much as he was the day I did give it to him.
I wonder if
it was like constant. I was like,
I wonder if it's just he overrides it because he knows that you're giving it to him for something. You know?
I don't know.
You know, sometimes like they know that like something must be wrong. That's why I'm getting
honestly,
this thing.
I'm like, I don't even know how we would live in another place with him crying like the way he does. It's like he's going to annoy everyone
and
anywhere we go.
A smaller place too.
I don't know, but I can't... what can you do about a dog that cries when you're gone?
Right. How do you train that? Oh, no.
He's already 8, so it's like, I don't...
This looks very similar to the other house, too.
I wonder if they use the same.
No, it's different, but it definitely looks very, very similar.
This version stars Megumi Okina... Misaki Ito, Takashi Matsuyama.
Is that one name or is that
it's
four different people?
There
were no breaks in anything you said.
Megumi Okina, Misaki Ito, Takashi Matsuyama, who I think was in the American version, wasn't it? Maybe not.
No, I wouldn't be surprised if there's some
I wonder if
this looks. This is like the same shot.
And it looks very similar. It's
the entryway.
I wonder if it's just like also the some of the houses like keep the same like look.
This grossed $3.7 million at the box office. That's creepy. There's a kid.
No, this is the old. It's like an old.
Oh,
lady,
the
remember?
Old woman. My bad.
This place is fucking trash, though.
This one is way trashy.
Yeah, I wonder who like the storyline wise, like, was it like the executives in the like from the studios that were like, you need to, here's what you need to change. Could you imagine just like also basically just like remaking the same movie?
Yeah, but it's not exactly
right.
I don't see a big pee-pee spot for this lady. Is that the bed they just lay on a mat on the floor? No mattress?
Yeah. Honey, don't you know how things work over there?
Do you, Michael? Yeah. Do you know how they work?
I've been watching that series.
You know how
Shogun.
They say Doug and Karen, apparently. Stop it. Whoa. Holy soiled mattress pad. Yikes. She did
there
leave
it is,
a pee-pee
yeah.
spot.
I'm pee-pee sprayed.
Oh, God.
She's old. She can't help it. Do you think that, like, this lady, you know, like, the lady that was in the U.S. version, like, she always plays those kind of, like, creepy old ladies? Do you think this is the same, like, the Japanese version of that lady? Like, this lady's in a bunch of stuff, but she always plays creepy old ladies.
I don't know, Michael. Maybe you should Google it. Ugh. Is that a blood spot?
That looks like some... It's a weird haircut she's got.
It's kind of like a mullet.
Yeah, it's kind of a mullet, but it also has that like 70s vibe of that weird, you know, like mushroom head, and then it kind of flops down at the bottom.
A picture with the face cut out. We've seen that before.
Mm-hmm.
Michael, do you know what's going on right now? Michael, do you know?
With what?
I saw a billboard.
And?
The Renaissance Pleasure Fair.
Oh, yeah. I saw it's the one getting on the highway. I saw that last week.
It's going on. It's probably a good time to go now, this being the second weekend of Coachella.
Wait, didn't we go?
We went later. Year. We went like almost the last weekend.
Yeah, it was like really hot. I remember. Yeah, it was like one of the hottest days. I remember that. Yeah. It was brutal. All right.
Yeah, I think I was telling my boss about it, and he was like, "Did you dress up?" And I was like, "Yeah." And he was like, "Did you take any pictures?" And I was like, "I'm not trying."
I didn't have my titties out.
We had like an interesting conversation today because we have this new client who's going through a separation and divorce from his wife, who is on a certain allegedly reality show.
Mm-hmm.
And things are pretty messy, and my boss was in giving me the scoop on just how messy they were. Like the husband found some stuff on her phone, and my boss was explaining it to me. It's just kind of, you don't want your, like, I think he's like in his 60s, you don't want a 60-year-old boss describing certain sexual things to you or using those words in any sort of way. I was just like, I just want to leave right now. He's like, here, have a seat, this is pretty interesting. I was like, I don't want to be here. I'm like just scraping my skin off with my nails. Like,
he's just dunking his balls in her mouth. And
so fucking gnarly. I'll tell you off the mic, Michael. It's pretty juicy. There's a black cat.
Uh-oh. I know something's gonna weird is gonna happen.
Oh, it's the kid.
Little kid.
Holding the cat. Oh, her name is Sachi. Sachi has seen better days.
Yes. Sachi looks like a turtle without its shell. Like Yertle the turtle.
That's messed up. But kind of accurate. Jesus.
That happens when you get old sometimes, I guess.
Oh, man.
You're just going to look like a turtle without a shell.
Oh, God. I was watching Steph's podcast, her newest episode today on YouTube, And she has this comedian on. Her name is Libby Higgins, I think. Mm-hmm. She's 50. And Steph was like, do you feel old? Because she was like, I just turned 50. And she's like, do you feel 50? She's like, no, but my body does.
Yeah.
I was like, no.
That's the first thing my dad said to me about. He's like, hey, how's your mouth doing? And I was like, you know, it's doing pretty good. Like, each day gets better. And, you know, I was just kind of hoping that maybe it was not as painful as it is at this point. And he's like, yeah, man, that shit takes forever to heal, especially now that you're 40. Sucks. And I was like, thanks, Dad.
Aww.
Good old words of wisdom from Bob. He's like, now that you're old, it's going to take four fucking ever to heal. Oh, and I was like, mm-hmm.
I don't know. Carell sent me a fucking, like, a reel today that was like, it was like, me after a night out, like, back in the day. And it was like, some girl just, like, having her coffee, da 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 da. And then it's like, me now after a night out. And the woman's like hugging the toilet and just like laying in like disheveled pajamas and shit. And I was like, yeah, like,
it's crazy what
hangovers
just like,
now are no joke. But also, I haven't had a drink since that night I went out with Carell last month.
No, I don't. I mean, I usually have like a beer or something when I do my golf outings with my buddy.
I threw out my wine because I thought it was like,
oh my God. You know, I'm going to say this. The little Asian child in this isn't as creepy as the one in the American version.
I wonder if he'll be blue at some point because he's blue in the poster.
Right. But like this one, this kid looks kind of adorable.
Maybe he's still alive here?
No.
No? No. Because they're not making him look spooky at all.
No, he's just like, hey, what's up? But man, the other kid looked fucking creepy as shit.
Yeah, it was like gray. What? He had an alien body. Michael. Oh, the old lady's talking gibberish like Michael was at the dentist office. No nuts, Michael. No nuts. No nuts for a week. Is that a wig? I think that's a wig.
Maybe.
Yeah, that looks crazy. It looks like she shaved her head and put a wig on.
Maybe that's why. Oh, no. This is also going to be 2002 CGI from low budget Japan. I don't want to look. Oh,
whoa.
God. No, we're going to see creepy eyes. Nope. I don't want to. Are we? I don't like this. Okay.
Sorry, blackface.
Okay. And the kid's right there.
That was pretty camp. He did a much better job than the American.
Because, again, he had a lot more money. And it was a couple years later. Our CGI is kind of.
Katsuya.
I think it's pronounced. I'm telling you, I watched that show Shogun. And that's.
I thought you were gonna say you listened to the episode.
No, I was saying that's how they talk.
I cut out a lot.
That's how they talk.
Not of your stupid impression.
No, I'm saying, but that's like.
But talking about the date, I can't.
They get. They're just very passionate in the way that they speak.
Shut up.
And so when he talks about things, it's very. They get really grumbly and just like. They crescendo, and cadence. There's a lot that goes on. It's a very melodic language.
Uh-huh.
So that's how it is. Like, you want to do it? So this is more of the timeline shit. So this is similar to, I guess, you know, because that was like the, remember the thing from before? They're talking about like the timeline being all fucked up. You just don't know what it is. But clearly it wasn't it's the same as this where you just kind of.
So we're just going back in time. Yeah, it's the same thing.
What?
Is that poop?
The fuck is that?
That was like poo poo.
It does.
Little like animal turds by her.
Yeah, that literally pillow. Looked like, yeah, looked like like the cat was there all night. Ew. Just fucking shit next to her head.
Oh, God.
But it also could have been like it's a Japanese delicacy.
What? Shut up.
If you only eat this.
Stop it.
So much.
No. That guy, look at that guy's hair. It's interesting.
Hair's, it's weird, like, I'm so jealous of, like, they have, like, just, like, the straightest,
yeah,
like, thickest hair, like, it's crazy.
Straight and thick.
I mean, you almost feel like, you almost feel like really bad for like bald Japanese guys, because it's like, oh, man.
I don't know if I've seen a bald Japanese.
Well, it's like, that's the thing is because like there's so few of them that you're like, oh man, like you really got the shaft on that one.
Pun intended.
Yeah. It's like everybody has like just like this awesome fucking just straight thick black hair.
Her mom's pretty messy.
Yeah, right?
Oh, handprints on the door. I want to go to a haunted Japanese house.
No fucking way. Ooh. There he is. Now he's like,
now he's gray. Creepy.
Ugh. And of course, they're like, how do we make this kid extra creepy? They're like, give him the typical Japanese bowl cut. Oh, God.
Oh, kitty. Oof. Blue hands just grab the cat.
This is definitely like way more similar to like the American version and this version so far are like way more similar than the Dark Water movie.
Yeah. Whoa. Ugh. Like someone wearing tights went.
Yeah, that was weird looking. Gee, lady, you ever heard of an iron? Wrinkly ass dress.
Uh-oh.
You can tell it's early 2000s by this loose baggy suit.
Oh, the grandma's still awake.
Jesus.
She's very slow to move.
Just like a turtle. I mean, literally, there's like so much disheveled stuff, like a knocked over cup with like spilled tea. And you don't think like, I don't know, the first thing I think is that somebody came in and stole her, like kidnapped her.
Catatonic.
Look at this tiny little bed. Okay.
Oh, there goes the kid.
Don't.
Where is it supposed to be hiding?
I don't. I already don't like where this is going.
Jeez. Michael, you have to watch that.
I mean, it's less, like, the lighting isn't as dramatic because, again, it's, like, clearly, like, a very much lower budget movie. So they can't, they don't have, like, the same type of creepy effects.
The little blue kid. And now he's gone.
Buddy, what are you waiting for? Call that ambulance. Ambulance.
It's too late. I think she died.
Oh, my God. He's going to open that fucking window. I don't want to look out of the window.
Michael, don't you have a window by your bed?
Nope.
Are you going to be afraid to look out at Michael?
Oh, my gosh.
There he is.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. That was creepy, but not as scary as...
No, it's... Well, because, like, again, the low budget, you can see, kind of see the makeup. Whereas, like, on ours, the U.S. version, it was...
God, I think damn. She's dead now.
Yeah, I think so. Is that a white or gold? God. Is that white or gold or blue and black?
I saw this that? Gnarly remember
that
article.
Dress? Hey, remember that dress? She's yeah. wearing that dress. She's no, wearing she the dress isn't. From the thing.
She's wearing a wrinkly skirt. I saw this fucking...
What?
Whoa. Oh, he's got the rage? Is that what's happening? That was creepy. I saw this article, I think it was on TMZ. This woman...
Oh, it's his sister.
This woman took her uncle's dead body mm-hmm. to the bank to try and get a loan... In his name. She like put his dead ass in a fucking wheelchair, put him in an outfit, wheeled his ass to the fucking bank to try and get a loan.
That's pretty smart. But except for...
They're like, this woman really just weakened at Bernie's with her fucking also, what's uncle. Funny is,
I don't think...
Get this. Guess what the amount was.
Like $2,000.
$3,400. In Rio de Janeiro.
That makes a little more sense.
$3,400, is it?
It's a lot down there.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like showed year, him like sitting year. In the fucking wheelchair. He's just like, his hands like rigor mortar.
like blue and just like stinks.
Like, what the fuck? How did she think she was going to get away with that? Crazy.
You don't know until you try it.
Don't get any ideas, Michael. Trying to take a fucking dead body to the fucking bank. What the hell? Where's her brother at? She's talking to her mom and not her brother? What happened?
I don't think she knows that they're home yet. This part's different.
So this is his sister, right?
Yeah, so she came over to visit and then he kicked her out. So in the original, his wife and him died right away, right? And then the sister, and then we cut to the sister just at work because she had like been in touch with him because she called and left that message. Look at this, the old Nokias.
Oh, that's his brother. That's her brother.
Yep. She also has the other classic early 2000s like hairdo where it's like the really the little flip do where you flip it out.
Yeah.
I remember when I was in high school, that was like, I thought that was just like the hottest thing. I was like, it doesn't get hotter than that.
Really? That hairstyle?
Yeah. I thought that was just like, I loved it. She just got on her knees in... okay.
Whoa.
No fucking way. That was creepy.
Holy shit. It was like a giant head of hair.
That was...
That was like eerie.
It's slowly coming out like that. Oh my God.
The security guard's going to check it out.
Just going to look and see the TV monitors, like these old school TV monitors.
But I just, for shits and gigs today, I was on Zillow looking at apartments in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Damn, you get a lot for your you get a lot of square footage for your bang for your buck.
Yeah.
I mean, this place isn't small. This is a pretty,
it's actually pretty large.
My place is like, I think 650 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
But some of the places that I was looking at for like what I pay here, I could have 1,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I need a lot of room or anything, or no, I'm even looking for a lot of room, but they're just like massive apartments with fireplaces and washer and dryer in the unit.
Yeah. Yeah. The Montana stuff that I'm looking at, all that, like, it's all like included. It's all there. It's all. And I was like, this and this. And I'm like, yeah,
I found like a couple really cool lofts that were like close to downtown also. Oh, that's like the same kind of effect.
Yeah.
As the other one.
Back in the day, it was a security cam footage is always the best to
Here we go with the creepy elevator. Oh, who's that?
Oh no, now we're gonna see this thing again of okay, so she's I don't like it.
Oh, well, there's the kid. There's again. How many floors is she gonna go up?
I wonder if they just got like 10 different kids or if it's the same, if it's just an effect. Oh yeah. It's a different thing. You sell the thing freeze. That's weird.
We slept with the windows open and the fan on last night.
Yeah, it was pretty toasty yesterday.
I slept good. I had one of those nighttime gummies.
Because how good are those?
When they gave me his CBD oil, they threw in some nighttime gummies. And I slept real good last night. I forgot to set my second alarm, so I shut off my first alarm, went back to sleep, and then I was like, why isn't the second alarm coming on? And I was like, oh, I didn't set it.
Jeez.
I had to jump up and get ready real fast. But I slept really good. Same thing, the brother's going to come see her. The brother in quotes. But he did. Wait, no, he didn't die. He could still be alive.
No, he did die.
He did?
But he pushed her out and she didn't see. Whereas in the American version of the movie, she was just calling him. And she never, and the only time she saw him was through the eye hole like that.
He's not there.
Because the difference is the other family like moved. That was a little funny.
She threw her fucking phone on the floor. Does Georgia have seasons?
Yeah. I mean,
is it like real weather?
Humid as shit, though. I mean, you get really bad summer humidity. But I mean, the winters are cool.
My brother's used to that living.
The springs are really nice. I mean, the winters will get cold, but it doesn't like snow.
It doesn't snow?
Rarely. But it gets cold. I mean, it'll still be down in like the low 30s and 20s. I mean, it's still cold, but like, I guess you don't have to deal with, you know, again, all the snow that you get up in like the north.
Huh.
Hiding under a blanket with the lights on. I don't want to see this. You already see the kid coming
look
in.
What's on the TV?
You already see the kid. I don't like that at all. I don't like that at all.
Oh, it even said death rattle. That's what it's
look at how scary that looks. Oh, God. Nope. You can tell something's going to come through that fucking. Oh, wait. This is the thing that comes up under the bed.
Oh, that's the teddy bear she found on the bathroom
floor. Yeah, this is the thing where you're going to see it coming up under the bed. I don't like it. I don't like it.
Oh, coming up under her comforter.
I'm not even going to look at this because this is fucking terrifying.
Whoa.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Oh, that was terrifying.
It was a little kid because in the other one, it was the girl. It was the mom, right? I think because it had that like the weird eye, that like ghosty eye thing. Yeah. Oh, so you know what? This one does explain a little bit better because it's more like chapters because it kind of just lists the person.
Oh.
You know what I mean? So it said like this. So this one sells a little bit better. It's kind of like a Quentin Tarantino movie where it just kind of says a title and then it goes into it.
Did you see on Deadline he's announced his 10th?
Final one, yeah.
He's really going to stop making movies?
Yeah, you only want to make 10, I guess. It's not like he needs to do much more anyways.
Hmm.
I mean, I guess that kind of just makes it mean like, it means that like, I'm like, he means to make everything. Like there's like a very deliberate reason to make it as opposed to just like making things, you know? And he doesn't have like passion projects. Like Martin Scorsese wants to tell this story that he read or this book or this. It's like Quentin's stuff is all in his head. You know, I saw some interview. Okay. Where they're like, do you ever watch your movies? He's like, yeah, we watch movies all the time. And they're like, why? And he's like, I like my movies. I make my movies for me.
Oh, shit.
Oh, God. Oh, that's
the same.
Oh, yeah. So we're back to the front again. Oh, remember, yeah, because he ends up dying. Oh, jeez. A weird little eye twitch. Cop car's got some weird, like, grandmother cloth covering on the back seat. That was a little bizarre.
Yeah. Well, that guy's tall. White gloves.
I think it's really funny,
too.
I saw some
woman driving with white gloves yesterday. Yeah,
some
it was
good
so
old
drive.
Maybe I was going to get some driving gloves.
Older lady wearing white gloves. Interesting.
It's interesting that they wear, like, even though they're wearing suits, they still have, like, armbands that, like, signify that they're part of, like, a police unit.
Mm-hmm.
Which I feel like our cops should do. Our cops are the only ones that are like, we're going to hide from you.
What do you mean?
Like, cops that, like, They drive like unmarked cars. They drive all this stuff. You know, like there's just like a plain clothes, whatever. And it's like, I wonder why people don't trust you, you fucking cops.
You pigs.
Oh, jeez.
They find him? Whoa. They're all dead.
Oh, jeez. Like, look at his hands. Like, rigor mortis. They had rigor mortis. Their mom, without her shell, had rigor tortis.
You are so stupid.
It's true.
So dumb. I was listening to Justin Martindale, his podcast this morning. No one
knows who that is.
Are you kidding me?
No one knows.
He's a comedian.
Okay.
He has a podcast called Just Saying, and he always does like the... usually like the headlines. He'll talk about the headlines with the guests, and he's like so quick-witted. I love him. He's always like coming up with shit like so fast. And he was talking about fucking the story of how the Bobbitt guy, not only did he lose his pecker, but he lost his 10 toes. All his pinkies are gone. Did you read that or see that? His toes got amputated.
Oh, yeah, I did. We were talking about he's going to have wiener toes.
Oh, baby penis toes. What do you do? Can you still walk on your foot without toes?
Yeah. You have a really hard time balancing. They say that like that if you lose your toes, you'd want the middle three. Mm-hmm. It's literally your big toe and your pinky toe are like the ones that really help you keep your balance. Because of the on the edge, they're like when you, it's they like you'd be surprised at how just losing your pinky toe would affect the way that you walk.
Wow.
You still walk? Yeah.
Toshio.
This guy kind of looks a little bit like a cartoon character.
Oh, and she doesn't have a boyfriend. Like in the other version.
This looks like it's a girlfriend. But like not a lover.
Platonic. Like just gal pal.
There's nothing platonic about it. You wouldn't call that a gal pal.
Her friend?
Her friend? No. Her friend.
A non-sexual friend? Gal pal? Gal pal is supposed to be casual. It's not, gal pal is not the same as girlfriend. Unless you're being... weird.
I'm just saying it's easier to say. It's better to say. It flows
better. Gal pal is not easier to say than girlfriend.
Yeah. It flows. And it rhymes.
You got problems.
I like it so much better. It's such, you know, a better...
They should have taken out parts of your brains with your teeth, too.
Probably did.
One can only hope.
This guy sounds an awful lot like somebody's impression.
No, he doesn't. Not at all.
Because he's got the gravelly voice. Well, this is interesting too, because I wonder what... Ooh. Because the whole,
the guy,
you know, the
that
whole
started it all.
Right, the guy that killed the
one
lady.
Found dead on
lady.
The road.
Right, but do they still have that same storyline of the... No, because like the Bill Pullman thing was... Remember the one woman had the fascination with him, which sparked why the guy killed the family.
Yeah, and this is just the caretaker is stumbling upon this.
Right.
The husband was a homicidal maniac. Typical.
Yeah, but what if... But he raged out, and that was the whole point of why the rage is like following everything. I remember when I was a kid... before my parents got divorced, there's like I was really young and we were learning about like other countries and like Japan and all that other stuff. And I came home and, my mom was like, you know, your dad's been to Japan. And I was like, huh? And he like, you know, it was like back in the day where it was just like, you know, people don't really travel, I guess, like we travel now and just the connections. And like, yeah, he's like, yeah. And he had like this whole like shoebox of just stuff that he kept from there, you know, like candy bar wrappers and stuff.
I can't remember. It was like some sort of, it was some business trip related something. So he said, but like, yeah, it's like weird. Like, you just tell me all about it. And it was just like this bizarre thing I forget about sometimes. I was like, my dad's not like a big traveler, especially internationally. Mm-hmm. And so it was just like weird thing that like my dad
went to Japan.
My dad can't stand walking by people in the fucking grocery store, let alone people who don't speak his language. Maybe when I'm back in the GA, I'll ask him a little bit about it.
Yeah, this is kind of has different twists and turns than the other one. Now the detective wants to talk to another investigator that worked the
right. Well, because again, they don't have the Bill Pullman aspect.
Yeah.
And they don't, I think that seems like a very American thing where they're like, we need to simplify this. Teacher, obsessed student. This guy look like, I don't know what Japanese cops look like, but this guy definitely looks like he'd be a Japanese cop. This guy also looks like a turtle without a shell.
Oh, he's just letting her know that she's seeing a dead kid. Because if he was alive, he'd be 11, and he wouldn't be blue.
Oh, jeez. So it seems like more time has passed. And they're at least that kind of gives us more of a timeline.
The fuck? Oh, is more water stuff?
There's always... Symphony. Who's this guy?
Oh, shit. Is this one of the investigators?
No, that was the member that was like the equivalent of the guy that was like at the welfare place that Michelle Geller worked at.
Okay, her boss.
Yeah.
Have you watched some new shows on Netflix? The Unlocked. Have you watched that?
Mm-mm.
They do that prison experiment.
What was the one thing I did?
And then what Jennifer did, I watched that over the weekend, I think. Oh, it's pretty good.
There's something I did. I can't remember what it was.
And I started watching that Baby Reindeer. That's pretty good, too. It's like a British series. The main guy in it, he wrote it, he stars in it, and it's based off of a situation that happened to him.
I think I know which way you're talking about.
Oh, my God. And last weekend, I was watching TV when, so I got to catch SNL when it came on. Whoa. Is that a wiener?
That's like pulling them in.
That looked like a big black wiener. Oh.
Oh, they didn't show this? Oh, this is kind of cool because they didn't show this in the original time that we saw this video footage. Uh-oh, now this guy's going to die. Oh, God. I'm not going to look.
Is face going to come on the screen?
I'm not going to like it.
No, the SNL was actually really good. They had Ryan Gosling.
No, I saw the Beavis and Butthead clip floating around.
Oh my God. It was so fucking funny. The fact that everyone was dying laughing. Oh, here we go. Are they going to show the eyeballs?
They are.
Michael, just look at it. Fucking baby.
There it is.
I'm not showing anything.
It's creepy.
You can't even
see. No, because it's going to flash on there. It's going to be a jump scare.
There's the eyes. Ugh. Sanpaku eyes.
Even he knows the look. God damn, go away.
It's so pixelated. It's not even scary. You're being a baby. No, but the Beavis and Butthead was hilarious. Was some good ones. It's been a while since it's actually been since funny.
Since he actually had some funny jokes.
Yeah. It almost seemed like, because that girl's reaction, when she started laughing like that, it almost seemed like maybe they didn't show her in the rehearsal what that guy was going to look like.
Yeah.
And so she was totally caught off guard and just fucking lost it. That's what it seemed like by her reaction. So good.
God
damn.
There's
the kid again.
Okay. I don't like that at all.
Oh, is that the hair?
Yeah, it's the creepy lady with
the mom.
I don't like that at all.
Yikes.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
Both of them are in her bed.
Oh, my God. And he's just like tapping his knees and she's like bent over at the waist just staring down. The fuck?
Just ghost things.
Yep.
Okay, the guy's here with the gasoline. Okay.
Interesting. Okay.
Oh, is he gonna see what happened?
I guess so, yeah.
What's a happening?
What?
Huh?
That's different. There's a bunch of schoolgirls in a room.
Yeah, and then somebody falls. Oh, good.
There's the death rattle.
Again, this weird fucking crawling shit. I don't like that at all. I don't like it. Ugh.
Okay, but what's the deal with those ghouls?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to figure out.
Oh, they're going to see it too? All of them?
That guy's like, peace out. Oh, God, the weird fucking creepy crawly shit.
Just watch it, man.
Oh, God. What's going on? Oh, see, the fucking creakly neck. Okay, so they're going to show Izumi now.
Who's Izumi?
We're about to find out. She's the now we're going to see what the deal. Schoolgirl.
Okay. As a teenager, Izumi went to the house with her friends but fled while her friends were killed by Kayako. This was the event that Toyama witnessed in the past. She's supposedly wrought with guilt for abandoning her friends and becomes increasingly paranoid and unstable. I don't know who Izumi, how she fits in with this. I don't remember her from the beginning.
No, she's not.
It's just different.
Yeah, yeah. It's just the
vignettes
whole different
of different characters. I
yeah,
guess.
It's just a complete.
And their experiences in the house. Those broads are pushy.
I know, right? Uppity little kids.
Those are her friends.
Mm-hmm. Because they're missing, right?
Because they don't know that she was killed by the ghost lady. Oh, that's that little girl all grown up, right? That's her. That's the guy's daughter. The investigator's daughter. Remember in the beginning?
Oh.
And he pulled her, his kid back and didn't want her to listen.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
That's her all grown up. Oh, and her dad's dead, I guess, now. Because this is the future. Yeah, the timeline is still jumpy. So I'm guessing they went back to the house because she knew that it's. Like her dad died because of it or something? And then her friends died?
So that means her dad saw the future. Because this is her older.
She's tall.
No, I just think this one's really low. It's the angle of the camera. This is like ADR. They're not saying that stuff.
Oh, they finally got their pictures.
From something.
Oh, shit. Oh, God.
Jesus.
She's afraid of the sunlight?
I guess maybe she's scared that it'll come through. I don't know. She's gone fucking loco. Or as they say in Japan. Roku.
No, they don't, Michael.
They don't?
No.
Oh.
I'm a little confused by this story.
Yeah. So this just seems like it's like we were saying, it's like the future house. Like if her dad's gone.
Oh, she thinks her friends are coming to get her because she left the haunted house.
Well, I guess she's not her friend anymore. She's fucking crazy.
They're going to look at the pictures and they're going to see something creepy.
Oh, God.
What the fuck?
Eyes are blacked out.
Oh, and the three girls. Yeah, exactly. Throw that fucking shit out. It's weird. First thing I thought was weird.
Black. A hair in the water.
Yeah, like black water, but. Yeah, maybe she is tall.
I told you.
Or maybe all the doors are just 5'2".
Oh, is that her dad? Death rattle.
Yeah, something's happening here. Huh? She's going to look out these fucking windows now that they tore the paper off, and she's going to see something fucking weird. Maybe a little jump scare thing. Oh, no, it's her friends.
God damn. Shit, zombie goyles.
The door slides. What are you doing?
That's creepy as hell. Yeah, she really stopped them from coming into that room.
I know, right? I put something in front of the door that slid. Oh, God.
Uh-oh.
It's like family shrine things that they do in their house or something.
Oh.
Yeah. Weird.
Okay, this is the woman that's killing everyone. What's right. her story? Kayako? Look at that guy.
I love it.
Wait, is that the same guy? He's in the second one. Or no, he's the guy.
He's in The Grudge?
No, he's in The Dark Water, isn't yeah, he? Wasn't I think he so. The he's Vec? The,
yeah, Mr. yeah. Vec? I think so. Oh, weird.
The antenna on that cell phone.
I know, right?
Uh-oh. Shower scene.
Oh, yeah. How are they going to do this early 2000s?
Ugh.
I don't like that at all.
Yuck.
Oh, it's more
fucking scary. Jesus.
Huh? I feel like every time they cut back to certain things, they just keep introducing like new characters. Yeah. And we're just supposed to kind of just like, no. It makes me wonder if there's like certain things that maybe are a little lost in translation. Oh, no, she was the woman in the hospital.
The what?
The little kid. Okay, so we do know who this lady is. It was her friend in the hospital. And now, remember when she was in the hospital and they were, like, checking her on? And then she had that friend that was there because she doesn't have
a
boyfriend.
She's the care worker. She's the social worker that went to go check on the mom and then...
No, this lady is, yes.
Yeah.
Right, that's what I'm saying. But like the other woman she was having lunch with, that was her friend that was in the hospital with her.
Yeah.
Right. And so now we're back in this, some time has passed, she got a haircut, and she's still seeing that little boy.
But she didn't, she just tucked her hair into a shirt.
What the fuck?
Charles, on alert, to the cat.
He hears the cat and he's just like, do I need to pounce?
He's always the first to be like, if when he hears the cats, if they're going to fight outside, he's like... On high alert. It's a lot of cats.
Mm-hmm. Good God.
Holy shit. It's a room full of black cats. That's cool. Charles didn't even care. I brushed him. He got like the deluxe works. He got brushed. He got his face trimmed and his, sometimes he gets like tangles on his belly that like turn into like little knots. I cut those dreads off. Yeah. And he got scrubbed down so he doesn't stink.
Answer the phone already, lady. Jeez. Oh, no.
Oh. Wait, was that her friend that said that?
Yeah.
Her friend is babysitting.
No, her friend's at the house, like doing a home visit.
Oh.
At the house. There's only certain meows that he wakes up to.
Okay, so.
So this is like the boyfriend thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so now we're about to hopefully, in theory, find out the genesis of this family getting murdered. Oh, God. Dude, she almost ate it right there. You could hear her foot scrape. She almost biffed.
These girls are wearing the longest skirts ever in this movie.
I know, right? They're very modest down there. You know what? I wouldn't be surprised if, like, the reason why the houses look so similar is because this house is probably like a real house as a location. And the one that the Sarah Michelle Gellar one, that's a set. They built it specifically. Is what I'm wondering.
Oh, shh.
Oh, God.
Oh, is that the kid? That's the kid. Oh, that's her friend. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm getting so fucking tired, dude. This movie is like kind of boring.
It's real slow. Oh, God. Oh, God. Just a weird crunchy. Ugh. I don't like it. That was weird.
Oh.
Oh. That's weird. Like a supernatural, like you look through your fingers, and that's how you're able to see.
Whoa! Oh,
God. That is a terrifying face.
That's the whatever her name is. Whoa. She's inside of her?
That was... What are those? Sensu... What was that?
Senpaku eyes.
Senpaku eyes? Yes. That lady had them hard. Again, we're going to see crunchy... This crunchy crawling shit. And I don't like it.
I don't know if I necessarily like this better with the different stories because it's like seems so much longer.
Ugh! Just those the eyes are just literally absolutely fucking insane. God damn! I just don't like the way the eyes look. Who is this lady?
Oh, Kayako's ghost comes after her, and Rika witnesses Kayako briefly take on her appearance. She realizes that she is doomed to play out the curse and the same fate as Kayako. Oh, God. Okay. But there was like no reason for the husband to the husband just wanted to kill everyone, I guess.
I guess she was just a psychopath or something. Jesus.
That was her.
Thank you.
Oh no, there's the husband.
Everybody's just taking their turns walking down the stairs.
Takeo's ghost descends the stairs and kills her.
Spoiler alert.
But why?
See, I think...
The American version explains the backstory of why... the rage killing, and this one doesn't.
Right? Right, they just kind of make it seem more like it's a...
it's just a curse, I guess.
Or that the guy's just crazy, you know? I mean, this definitely has a lot more of a independent, artsy feel to it.
Yeah, I was thinking that, too.
She's going to open her eyes. Well, then.
Oh. I'm tired.
Two. I mean, I like it's there's just so much, like, it's not a lot, like, I there's a lot of aspects I liked more about this version than the other one.
What?
I don't know. I mean, I think it played, obviously the other one, like, they needed a excuse for her to be in Japan. And so that's where the boyfriend came in for the architecture school. And I guess maybe it upped the stakes a little bit of her getting back to the house. I did kind of like that they went to, like, a former detective for the previous case. But, like, I didn't like the weird storyline where all of a sudden just randomly it's the future. And his, the daughter and her friends was just kind of like a very bizarre take on it. And like,
so, like, he was watching, he'd been dead for a while, and his daughter went to go visit the house that was haunted with her friends, and she sees him.
Right. Before he died.
No, he was dead then.
Okay.
He was already dead, because she's grown up. Because when we first saw him, she was a little girl.
But we're kind of mixing two timelines, because he goes to that house alive, and he sees this play out. So it's like they were showing him the future of what was going to happen.
No, I didn't think of it that way. I thought it was she was going there because she knew that's where he died. And she knew it was haunted. And so she went with her friends. And then the thing, whatever it was, Kayaku got her friends. And then
followed her.
Then it was coming after her.
Yeah, I think that's what there's a little bit. Like,
but
I said,
that was like a confusing part.
Right. That was the most confusing. But, like, you know, I dug some aspects seemed to move a little bit faster. Like, they didn't get too involved with, like, the previous care worker. And then the boss, like, it was just kind of a, she shows up, she goes to work, boss comes, you know, like, there's the decent, again, like, they explained some things a little bit better in the American version, but then other stuff, I don't know, it's like, there's like a weird, I'm sure there's like a middle, like, there's a different version where you kind of like find even more of the good pieces of the Japanese and the good pieces of the American version and make an even better one.
The 2020.
Oh, yeah, maybe. Well, let's, there we go. 3 weeks of the same movie. Maybe they did.
I wonder what the artistic twist is on
and
that.
And if they
one.
Gave it to a different director and a different, you know.
Yeah, I haven't
so it
even
wasn't,
looked.
It wasn't even just the guy making up, you know, like, because, like, again, there's so many similarities in the sense of just even how it was shot, which is obvious because, again, the same director.
Yeah, but, I mean, it had some creepier moments than the remake.
Yeah, and it just, you know, it does kind of suck that, like...
It's a different director.
Yeah. As I say, it does kind of suck
Nicholas
that,
Pesci.
Okay. I think, you know, that, like, the technology wasn't there and the money wasn't there. Like, so some of the shots you could kind of see that it was just, like, makeup on them.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and you're like, it's not as scary, but, like, I get it. So... Yeah, it was just a little slow. I think, I feel like it started off really strong and then just kind of started really teetering there towards the end.
Yeah, I started losing steam around the investigation.
I started losing steam again around the weird daughter storyline where it was just like,
yeah,
because it just jumped to this thing of like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
Like, how does this tie in?
And then the mom is just, I guess, waiting for the daughter to die.
Yeah, and it was just, but it was also just like this, then all of a sudden just the three schoolgirls that show up as, I like, killers.
I think he, like,
and
it tied it together better with the remake.
Yeah.
Because he had something good here, but it kind of, like, spun out a little bit.
Yeah, again, get rid of that whole daughter storyline.
And I think he, like, kind of snatched it back together.
I think what he's trying to allude to is that, like, it seems like it's, like, these dead grudge ghosts are, like, multiply. Like, it multiplies. So, like, when you get killed like that, then you become that. And it's not just, because in the American version, it just made it seem like it was this one family, and until you get rid of this, it's just this family. Mm. You know, and they didn't imply that when the next person died that they became these, you know, grudge monsters. So I think that's what the, like, maybe seemed to imply, but I don't know. They're very bizarre.
Yeah, I'd say two also.
Yeah.
I mean, it was pretty cool because that's the original.
Right.
It's got, like,
it definitely, again, there's
an
definitely
artsy vibe.
Creepy moments too.
And some definite.
It's definitely an early 2000s
indie
film. That
fucking big head in the goddamn toilet.
Dude, I mean, there's.
I'm going to think about
again,
that every time
that,
I go to a bathroom.
Again,
stall.
That one woman, her eyes were just so, like, they just shot it in a way that, like, she just, like, her eyes would open up so wide and just stare so creepily.
That's a sound book.
So I didn't like it.
All right.
All right. Until then.
We'll be back next time with another episode.
All right. Goodbye.
On that note, we'll be back with
it. What are you doing?
On that note.